management, chapter number 17, and the name of the chapter is warehouse costs. Warehouse managers are always under significant pressure to reduce costs because they have to operate under optimum cost. They cannot have expenditure whatever they want. They have to continuously reduce costs. They also have to reduce inventory. That means they have to reduce costs, they have to reduce inventory in spite of ever adding SKU, that is stock keeping units. That means units are increasing, variety is increasing, but they have to reduce the warehouse costs, they have to reduce the inventory, number of parts in the stock. In spite of this, they have to also continue to provide optimum customer service. That you have to give in spite of reduced cost, ever adding SKUs. Warehouse managers are expected to contribute data to the company budget by continuously reassessing the resource and cost in line with the actual operation of that warehouse. As such, they require a comprehensive knowledge of all costs, cost drivers within the warehouse. That means they have to reduce cost, but because they have to reduce cost, they have to also know what are the cost drivers. Then only they will be able to reduce cost, isn't it? Warehouse costs refer to the fees, that means expenses, associated with operating a warehouse, such as rent, utilities, labor, insurance, maintenance, taxes, everything. They also include the cost of goods stored, that is the inventory, including the cost of inventory control, order fulfillment, and other related services which are to be given to the customer. These are necessary expenses for businesses that need to store large amount of inventory for sale or distribution to the customers. The cost of warehouse service depends on a variety of factors like the size and location of the warehouse, the type of services offered to the customer, the number of shipments the warehouse handles, the type of goods stores, and the duration for which the facility will be used. That means how long you are using the warehouse. Factors that influence warehouse costs, that we will discuss in detail now. First factor is location. If your warehouse is in a village or is in a tier 3 city or in Mumbai, the location of the warehouses will have a significant impact on the pricing of warehousing services. Warehouses located closer to customer. For example, if the customer is in Mumbai and if your warehouse is in Mumbai, then suppliers can reduce transportation expenses, while warehouses located in more populated areas can benefit from economies of scale. Then size of the warehouse, the size of the storage facility also affects the pricing. Larger warehouses require more staff, equipment, such as material handling equipment, making them more expensive to operate. That means it depends on the location, it depends on the size of the warehouse, then storage and handling, the type of storage and handling facility further affects the overall pricing. Automated and climate controlled warehouses can be more expensive, but they also may be necessary to protect the sensitive goods, such as dehumidifier stores. Then labor costs. Labor costings are a major factor. You know all this. Depending on the size and complexity of the facility, staffing needs can vary. More staffing is required. If the warehouse is bigger, then technology also has a cost. Technology also influences the pricing of the warehouse service. Automated systems may streamline processes, reduce pricing, while sophisticated tracking systems help reduce errors, improve efficiency, improve effectiveness. Then insurance, very obvious, warehouses must be insured to protect goods from damage or theft. Then security, definitely security is very important. Security measures such as CCTV, alarms may be necessary to protect valuable stock, and this will add to the overall price. Categories of warehousing costs. First of all, construction and upkeep. What is upkeep? Maintenance. So construction and upkeep costs include warehouse construction costs, including material and labor costs. Then upkeep expenses such as regular maintenance, repairs, improvements definitely are included in this. So important thing is construction and upkeep costs. Space costs. So warehouse has a space, that is cubical space also, horizontal space, vertical space. So these are important. Rent, leasing costs on building and land, building depreciation, insurance, taxes, utility or communication, telecommunication, fixtures, fittings, depreciation, racks, depreciation, refrigeration plant, depreciation, repairs and maintenance, cleaning, security, building equipment, depreciation, waste disposal. Everything is required in this warehouse. So all these costs are there. Equipment cost. Equipment is material handling equipment. This includes the purchase and maintenance of warehouse equipment such as forklift, pallet jacks, conveyor belts, and other equipment necessary, for which I call it as material handling equipment, required for the efficient operation of the warehouse. Then storage and inventory costs. This specifically refers to the storage cost of inventory, including both the cost of the space and cost of the inventory itself. Then labor. Labor costs include the wages of warehouse people, such as pickers, packers, and other staff members. Then technology cost, which we already discussed. This encompasses any technology needed to run the warehouse effectively, such as warehouse management system, WMS. We will discuss this in detail. Then shipping and transportation costs. This category entails the cost of shipping both inbound and outbound goods, as well as the cost of transportation, cost of fuel. Then overhead, salaries and on costs plus benefits in kind, such as mobile phones. We have to give people the mobile phones. We have to give them accommodation, company cars and running costs, office equipment and furniture, furniture depreciation, rental costs, information technology, hardware, software, both. Then marketing spend, that advertising, MICE means meetings, incentives, conferences, exhibitions, brochures, all this is in the overhead costs. And miscellaneous costs like that, communication, postage, couriers, bank charges, interest payments, cost of finance, insurance, legal and professional fees, audit, and employer social contributions. Everything is there. You have to run a warehouse means everything has to be spent like this. One of the top trends in warehouse cost in reduction is the implementation of automation practices. Automation can help reduce costs by streamlining warehouse operations and eliminating manual labor. Automation can also help to reduce labor costs by automating warehouse tasks such as inventory control, order fulfillment, receiving. All of these above mentioned strategies enable businesses to reduce costs while increasing the productivity of their warehousing operations. How to reduce the cost? We have to reduce costs. We cannot spend the way we like. We have to reduce the cost by analyzing warehousing operations. That means, where are we having non-value-added activities? That is called adopting lean processes. Then embrace automation, space optimization, lean processes, invest in technology, negotiate better rates, labor rates, contract rates, outsource whenever and wherever possible. All this we have to do. Outsourcing warehousing to a third party provider, which we will discuss in detail in the next chapters. Outsourcing warehousing to a third party provider can bring about a number of benefits for our businesses. By outsourcing warehouse services, businesses can save time, save money that would otherwise be spent on expenses such as staffing. That means we can reduce the staff, we can reduce the equipment, we can outsource the equipment and maintenance, of course. Third party providers are often able to provide businesses with more efficient storage and distribution systems. So we will have in the later chapter detailed discussion on outsourcing. Furthermore, businesses are able to benefit from access to an experienced team. See, once we outsource, those people are more experienced in that function, and then we can concentrate on our core competence activities, isn't it? So, businesses are able to benefit from access to an experienced team that can provide necessary support in areas such as inventory management, customer service, order fulfillment, all that these people will do better than us. Plus, we are able to concentrate on our core practices, core competence. All in all, businesses can focus for their resources on core processes instead of managing a warehouse, allowing them to focus on activities that will help them meet their goals and objectives. Because after all, we have to achieve our goals and objectives, and by functioning on our core competence activities. Traditional costing methods tend to allocate overhead costs arbitrarily. In the following example, overhead costs are assumed as 24%. How? I will explain. See, space cost is calculated as 16.77 crore and total direct cost is 30.92 crore. Total direct cost 1 plus 2 plus 3 is 30.92 and space cost is 16.77, which is 54% of 30.92. That is total direct cost. Then equipment cost, that is material handling equipment, etc. 2.15 crores, which is 7% of 30.92. That is total direct cost. Then labor cost is 12 crores, which is 39% of 30.92. Overhead cost 7.42 arbitrarily, which is 24% of 30.92. Total is 38.34, which is the sum of 30.92, that is total direct cost, plus overhead. So this is the traditional costing method. That means customer number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all mixed together, I am just allocating the overheads as 24%. But it can happen that customer A is having more volume, customer B is having hardly any volume, customer C is having different smaller volume, like that. So we have to allocate overheads as per the actual activities of various customers, isn't it? So it is called as activity based costing, ABC model. What is activity based costing? Activity based costing looks to allocate indirect cost to processes in a way that accurately reflects how the costs are actually incurred. This is in contrast to traditional costing method. Traditional costing method, 24%, let us say 24% of overheads. But customer to customer, the load is different, the activity is different, isn't it? So when looking to introduce an ABC model, what is ABC? Activity based costing. You need to have a comprehensive knowledge of the company, comprehensive knowledge of the operations, and the roles of each of the staff members. This is normally carried out by observing the operation for a period of time. That means operation for whom, which customer we are doing it, who is doing it. So we have to continuously observe. Who will observe this? By an industrial engineer. Continuously observing the operation for a period of time and recording how long it takes for each activity. The overhead should be allocated based on actual management time. Actual management time for customer A will be different. Customer B will be different. Customer C will be different on the basis of activity. Cost of telephone calls will be different. Printing will be different. Should also be allocated on a usage basis. So, this is the ABC model. For example, total capacity 10,000 pallets, total capacity of the warehouse 10,000. Customer A is using 2,000, customer B is using 200, customer C is using 1,400, customer D is having 900, customer E is having 2,300, customer F is 1,000. That means it varies from customer to customer, 1,000, 900, 200, 2,000. So, unproductive hours of those pallets only. 1,500 pallets are unproductive. They are lying idle, unused capacity 700. 700 pallets are not used at all. 1,500 are unproductive. They are used but unproductively used. This is the customer wise allocation. Labor also same. 1,20,000 hours, 20,000 are for customer A and so on. These are the unproductive hours, 18,000. Then, space, like that. So, overhead management, 20,000 hours, 100%. Customer A, 5%. Customer B, 10%. Like that, customer wise, if you see, traditional costing, I am just allocating 24%. But depending on the activity of each customer, I am allocating 5% to customer A, 10% to customer B, 20% to customer C, 25% to customer D, and so on. And unused capacity is 15%. So, depending on the management time, management hours, I am allocating the overhead percentage. This is called as activity-based model. When you are working in a warehouse, you should actually have the allocation as per the ABC model, activity-based model, so that you can really allocate the cost properly. Warehousing costs are a necessary part of running a business and must be carefully managed in order to stay competitive. For example, your warehouse is having cost, let us say X, and some other warehouse who is doing the similar operations is having much lower costs, then you cannot stay competitive. You have to close down your warehouse. We have to study the cost of every cost head. The cost of warehousing includes both the cost of physical facility and the cost of the labor and services needed to keep it running. By understanding the different components of warehousing, fees, that is costs, businesses can better manage their warehousing expenses and increase their profits. We are there for profits. We are not there for social work. We have to increase our profits, and one way to increase profits is to reduce the warehousing expenses. With careful planning, businesses can be sure to get the most out of their operations, enabling their business to succeed and thrive. Thank you.